Welcome to your daily dive into Eastern Sierra, where the mountains are majestic, the valleys are vibrant, and the news is anything but dull. Whether you're tuning in for the latest traffic updates or a quirky community event, we've got you covered with stories that pack a punch and bring a smile. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel for all the latest videos and follow Eastern Sierra Now on social media for real-time updates. Now, let's get into the headlines that keep our beautiful corner of California buzzing. Heads up, drivers. Caltrans is rolling out roadwork across Mono, Inyo, and Eastern Kern counties, especially on highways 395, 178, and 58. This week through November 1st, expect closures and delays with traffic controls in place. So plan extra time and stay cautious in work zones to keep everyone safe. For a complete list of specific areas affected, visit EasternSierraNow.com. The Mount Whitney Ranger District has welcomed Wilfred Nabehi as the, I hope I got that right, I apologize if I didn't, as the acting district ranger, a member of the Lone Pine Paiute Shoshone tribe and experienced land manager. Wilfred steps in until February 2025 as the Inyo National Forest seeks a permanent replacement. He's eager to face the district's unique challenges. If you're interested, the application for the permanent position opens on usjobs.gov until November 1st. For current Forest Service employees, visit EasternSierraNow.com for more on Wilfred's role and plans for Mount Whitney. In a concerning development for California's wildlife invasive bat fungus has been confirmed in 5 counties, Inyo, Sutter, Humboldt, Placer, and Amador, with inconclusive evidence of its presence in several other counties. This fungus causes white nose syndrome, a devastating disease that has led to significant declines in bat populations across the United States. California's Department of Fish and Wildlife urges residents to report any sick or dead bats they encounter. With winter approaching, bats may become more susceptible to this disease, making public awareness essential. For more details on how to help protect these vital creatures, visit the Eastern Sierra Now website. Speaking of that, you want a hassle-free way to keep up with all the local news and events? Look no further than the Eastern Sierra Now email list. By subscribing, you'll receive curated updates on community happenings, important announcements, and exclusive content, all delivered right to your inbox. It's the easiest way to stay connected with what matters most in our region. Don't get left behind. Join our email list today and ensure you're always in the know. Head to our website to sign up now and experience local news delivered your way. Exciting news for those who love fishing. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife has announced that applications are now open for the Vamos a Pescar grant program, aimed at increasing fishing opportunities for underserved communities. The deadline to apply is December 1st, and successful applicants could receive funding to support their initiatives. Don't miss out on this opportunity to make fishing more accessible. The Bishop Broncos volleyball team is gearing up for an exciting CIF Central Section match against Washington Union on Tuesday, October 29th. The game will take place at 5 p.m. in Bishop. Tickets are priced at $10 for general admission and $5 for seniors and students. So come out and support our Broncos as they aim for victory. Get ready to kick off the holiday season in style at the Bishop Holiday Mart, an annual celebration hosted by Friends of the Fair, held this year on November 15th and 16th at the Tri-County Fairgrounds. With events for all ages, Bishop Holiday Mart promises a weekend of shopping, family fun, live entertainment, and delicious local fare. The festivities begin on Friday, November 15th, with an exclusive VIP evening from 6 to 8:30 p.m. Guests can mingle with friends while sampling gourmet hors d'oeuvres from top Bishop chefs and caterers. The evening will also feature live music, a sweet dessert spread, and early shopping preview, allowing VIP attendees to browse the carefully curated vendor booths ahead of the crowd. On Saturday morning, November 16th, families are invited to a magical breakfast with Santa from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's a long breakfast. Children will enjoy waffles with Santa, write letters to be mailed directly to the North Pole. Well, why can't they just give them to him at breakfast? I'm a stickler. And craft holiday surprises in Santa's workshop. For those ready to dive into holiday shopping, the Mart opens Saturday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., featuring Bishop's finest artisans, local merchants, and unique vendors offering holiday decor, gourmet gifts, jewelry, clothing, and more. Adding to the holiday cheer, Saturday's festivities include live music from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. with mimosas and wine available. Families are also invited to participate in the popular gingerbread house contest. That sounds yummy. Open all day with judging for the most creative entries and prizes for winners. Whether you're shopping for holiday gifts, seeking festive family activities, or simply looking to enjoy the season spirit, Bishop Holiday Mart 2024 offers a perfect start to the holidays. Find out more at bishopholidaymart.com and tricountyfair.com. In a career-driven takeover, the Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce transformed Mammoth High School into a career exploration hub last Tuesday. Over 420 students from across Mono County joined, diving into fields like healthcare, tourism, and STEAM. Thanks to more than 80 local volunteers, teachers and students alike expressed their gratitude for the hands-on experience, saying it's truly expanded the career horizons. For more on Career Compass Day, visit easternsiernow.com. Inyo National Forest is currently accepting applications for temporary seasonal wildland fire positions. The application period runs until November 6th at 9:59 p.m. That's very specific, Pacific time. This hiring effort seeks dedicated individuals to assist with wildfire suppression and fuels management across California's national forests. Available positions include forestry aides and technicians in locations such as Lone Pine, Bishop, Mammoth Lakes, and Levine. Applicants can find more information and apply through usajobs.gov. For more details, visit Eastern Sierra Now. As we embrace the fall season, the Eastern Sierra showcases breathtaking autumn colors. Most locations are peaking right now, making it the perfect time to get outdoors and admire the beauty of nature. Key spots include the Mono Basin and the vibrant hues around Mono Lake, and stunning views along Highway 395. Bishop Creek Canyon is known for its golden aspens, while Lundy Canyon and the eastern slopes of the Sierras also offer incredible sights. For more details, visit Eastern Sierra Now. Are you looking to elevate your business's online presence? Eastern Sierra Now offers top-notch social media management services tailored just for you. Join satisfied customers like Peak IV, Astorgas, Mule Days, the Bishop Vet, Manor Market, who are already reaping the benefits of engaging content. Speaking of Manor Market, the pumpkin weighed 147 pounds. That's right, Mike Brown won. He donated it to a farm today, and then he got a gift certificate. That was very, very cool. But that was all part of our plan, working on the social media for Manor Market. If you know what I'm talking about, go join Manor Market on Instagram and have a look. It was a big pumpkin. Whether you need eye-catching posts, community engagement, or a comprehensive strategy, we've got the tools to help you shine in the digital landscape. Ready to take your social media to the next level? Contact us today at advertise@easternsierranow.com and let's make your brand the talk of the town. For more details, visit our website or check out our social media profiles. Join Distant Brewing every Monday from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. for Open Mic Night, where local talent can showcase their skills. Entry is free, so grab a drink and enjoy the performances in a fun, relaxed atmosphere. Test your knowledge at the Mammoth Brewing Company every Tuesday from 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. The fun and free trivia night includes prizes for the winning team, so gather your friends and come out for an evening of brain-teasing fun. Join the Mammoth Lakes Community Coffee event October 31st, Halloween, from 8:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. on Zoom. This gathering is free and offers a great opportunity to connect with neighbors over coffee while discussing local issues and community events. And stay tuned to the end for a chance to win a gift card. For more information about these events, visit easternsierranow.com. Bishop, California, tonight for the weather. Expect mostly clear skies with a low around 35. Tomorrow, there's a 30% chance of showers, particularly after 5 p.m., with increasing clouds and a high near 58. Winds will be northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tuesday night will bring a slight chance of rain and snow showers with a low around 25 Fahrenheit. On Wednesday, anticipate partially cloudy conditions with a high near 61 and a low of 27. For Mammoth Lakes tonight, it'll be partially cloudy with a low of 20. Tomorrow, expect partly cloudy skies with a high of 41. Winds will pick up, blowing at 5 to 10 miles per hour, and a slight chance of rain is expected in the evening. It looks to be a low of 14 tomorrow. Wednesday will bring mostly cloudy skies with more sunshine in the afternoon and a high near 47 and a low around 22. Stay tuned for the latest weather updates and remember to bundle up as temperatures drop and a chance of rain and snow looms over the next few days. And that's a wrap for today's journey through the Eastern Sierra, from manifesting your inner rock star at the upcoming open mic to showing off your knowledge at trivia night. There's no shortage of ways to engage with our community. Don't forget to soak in the stunning fall colors while they're peaking, nature's final flourish before winter settles in. If you enjoyed today's stories and want to stay in the loop, make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow Eastern Sierra Now on social media for all the latest updates. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring. I'm Jesse Steele.